今天我们要继续来交通所挖博的意象。
Today we want to continue on the message that is the vision of Zerubbabel.
请我们打开今天要读的圣经。
Let's turn to our scriptures today.
首先我们读这个以斯拉记四章。
Ezra chapter 4.
旧约以斯拉记第四章，以前找不到，这几个礼拜一锻炼下来应该找得到这个地方。
Ezra chapter 4, we've been talking a lot about this book, so you should be able to find it in your Bible.
平常我们很少读这些圣经的。
And these are not scriptures we read very often in the past.
所以我就特别花了今天是第四次来讲了。
This is the fourth message on this topic now.
好，我们从第一节第四章第一节念到第三节。
Chapter 4 of Ezra will read from verse 1 to 3.
这一段我请 Vicky 用英文念，中文就跟着看。
And we'll read this passage in English, so those with Chinese Bibles, please follow along. Ezra chapter 4 from verse 1 to 3. Now when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the people of the exile were building a temple to the Lord God of Israel, they approached Zerubbabel and the heads of the fathers' households, and said to them, Let us build with you, for we like you seek your God, and we have been sacrificing to him since the day of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us up here. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the heads of the fathers' households of Israel said to them, You have nothing in common with us in building a house to our God, but we ourselves will together build to the Lord God of Israel.As King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us.
用中文我念第四节到第六节。
We're reading Chinese from verse 4 to 6. That's with English Bibles. Please follow along.
那地的民就在犹太人建造的时候使他们的手发软扰乱他们。从波斯王古列年间直到波斯王大力乌登基的时候会买谋士要败坏他们的谋算。在亚哈水鲁才登基的时候上本控告犹大和耶路撒冷的居民。下面我们看第四章的21节到24节。
And we'll read from chapter 4 from verse 21 to 24.
我们还是请英文来读，中文跟着看。
We'll read in English in this passage.So now issue a decree to make these men stop work, that this city may not be rebuilt until a decree is issued by me. Beware of being negligent in carrying out this matter. Why should damage increase to the detriment of the kings? Then as soon as the copy of King Artashir's document was read before Rehum and Shimshai the scribe and their colleagues, they went in haste to Jerusalem to the Jews and stopped them by force of arms.Then work on the house of God in Jerusalem ceased, and it was stopped until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
我们再看第五章。
Chapter 5.
第一节到第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
我用中文来念，英文跟着看。
We'll read this in Chinese.
那时先知哈该和义多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹太人说奉劝勉的话。于是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子耶稣亚就起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿，有神的先知在他们那里帮助他们。然后到第六章。
In chapter 6.
13节到15节用英文来念。
Verses 13 to 15, I'll read this in English. Then Tatanai, the governor of the province beyond the river, Shethar Bozanai and their colleagues carry out the decree with all diligence, just as King Darius has sent.And the elders of the Jews were successful in building through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they finished building according to the command of the God of Israel and the decree of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. This temple was completed on the third day of the month of the month Adar. It was the sixth year of the reign of King Darius.
好，这里提到有两个先知，一个名字叫哈该，一个名字叫撒加利亚。
There are two prophets mentioned. One was Haggai, the other Zechariah.
所以我们现在就要来读哈该书。
And now let's turn to the book of Haggai.
来看先知说了什么话。
And see how he prophesied.
哈该书，我们要从第一章。
Chapter 1 of Haggai.
我们要从读第二节到第四节。
Verses 2 to 4.
哈该书在我这个两节的圣经是1107页。我用中文念第二节到第四节，中英文跟着看。
We'll read Haggai chapter 1 from 2 to 4 in Chinese, so those with English Bibles, please follow along.
万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说，建造耶和华的殿的时候尚未来到。那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？第八节。
Verse
8. 请英文来念。
Haggai chapter 1 verse 8. Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord.
好，第二章。
Chapter
2. 六到九节。
From verse 6 to 9.
六到九节，我们用中文。
I'll read that passage in Chinese.
来读。万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海和旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝都必运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。我们再看第二个天先知撒加利亚。
And let's look at the next prophet Zechariah.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
在哈该书的后头。
It's right after the book of Haggai.
撒加利亚书第一章。
Zechariah chapter 1.
十二节到十四节。
From verse 12 to 14.
我们请英文来读，中文跟着看。
And we read that passage in English. Then the angel of the Lord said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you have no compassion for Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, with which you have been indignant these 70 years? The Lord answered the angel who was speaking with me with gracious words, comforting words. So the angel who was speaking with me said to me, Proclaim, saying,Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and Zion.
这里神表明他的态度。
This is the Lord showing his point of view, his attitude.
第八章。
And then in chapter 8 of Zechariah.
第八章我们要从第一节念到第八节。
From verse 1 to 8. We'll read the first four verses in Chinese, the last four verses in English.
万军之耶和华的话临到我说，万军之耶和华如此说，我为锡安心里极其火热，我为他火热，向他的仇敌发烈怒。耶和华如此说，我现在回到锡安，要住在耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷必称为诚实的城，万军之耶和华的山必称为圣山。万军之耶和华如此说，将来必有年老的男女坐在耶路撒冷街上，因为年纪老迈就手拿拐杖。
From verse 5, And the streets of the city will be filled with boys and girls playing in the streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if it is too difficult in the sight of the remnants of this people in those days, will it also be too difficult in my sight? Declares the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I am going to save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west, and I will bring them back, and they will live in the midst of Jerusalem. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness.
9章
Chapter 9
9节
Verse 9
只要我们大家一起念中文英文一起来
Let's read this together in Chinese and in English.
锡安的民啊应当大大喜乐
Shout in triumph,
耶路撒冷的民啊应当欢呼
Your king is
coming
to you.
看啊你的王要来到你这里他是公义的并且施行拯救谦谦和和的骑着驴就是骑着驴的驹子我们圣经就读这么多了
And this is the scripture. These are the scriptures we're going to read.
我们上个礼拜讲到神兴起这个所罗巴伯跟他的同工们开始回到耶路撒冷重建
Last week we talked about how these remnants were moved to return to Jerusalem to rebuild.
那么我们就可以看见神要做建造的工作他一定把他的儿女带到起点
We saw that for God to do the work of rebuilding he must bring his children to the beginning point
那么我们就看到有两件事情是当时的人所做的
And there were two things that they had to do first
记得吗第一件
What was the first thing?
建了祭坛
They had to build an altar
也就是说神的工作必须是从祭坛开始
Which means God's work begins on the altar
什么意思
What does that mean?
祭坛代表奉献
The altar represents sacrifices
他们在那里 奉献的是什么祭呢
And what were they sacrificed? What kind of offering were they offering?
你会发现他们奉献的是燔祭
They were offering a burnt offering
用新约的意思来说
And if you take that into a New Testament meaning
神要建立他的家
For God to build his house,
他要他的百姓神的儿女奉献做燔祭
He wants his children to be offering themselves up as burnt offerings.
所以如果基督徒没有能够把自己完全交在神的手中让神来焚烧我们使用我们
If a Christian is not willing to offer him or herself in God's hands allowing him to burn us,
神的家是空坛
Then the altar is empty.
我们的聚会没有任何的意义。
There's no meaning in our worship services.
所以每一个基督徒必须从奉献开始。
So for each Christian, you have to start with being a sacrifice.
从燔祭所代表的意义，才有神的家开始。
Start from understanding what it means to be a burnt offering, then you have a meaning of the house of God.
第二点。
The second thing.
他们做什么？
That they had to do was.
找到。圣殿的根基把根基扎下去
Finding the foundation of the temple and build a foundation
在那里又代表什么意思呢
And what does that mean?
为什么只有那个根基上才能建造而其他的根基就不行呢
How come they can only build on that foundation and none other?
用新约的话来讲
In New Testament words
只有一个根基
There's only one foundation
主耶稣说我要建立我的教会在这磐石上
Jesus said I will build my church on this rock
只有基督是一切的根基
Only Christ is the foundation of all things
我们的主他所讲的道他所是是教会的根基
The word of our Lord Jesus is the foundation of his church
不能比他大也不能比他小
It can't be bigger or smaller than him
一切是根据基督这个磐石这个启示的磐石往上建造
It's built up from this rock which is Christ himself
好这个是我们上个礼拜讲到
And that's what we shared last week
我盼望我们都实行了
I hope we take it into our practical lives
我们这一个礼拜有没有 每一个人在每天在主的面前过一个燔祭的生活呢
Do we all live a life of burnt offerings before the Lord this week?
还是 讲到的人讲他的我回家照样过我的日子
Or are you still going about your own life the way you like it?
那你是全天下最原谅我这样讲傻的人将来你要非常的后悔
Then forgive me for saying this you're living a very foolish life and you will regret it
啊，可能听起来不太舒服哈。
It's not a comfortable thing to hear.
但是我宁可今天刺激你，我不要你那一天见主的时候后悔。
But I'd rather incite your heart today and not have you be regretful when you see the Lord.
你今天可以骂我，没有关系的。
You can be angry with me today. It's okay.
但是我是很郑重的向你说，你必须在神的面前过一个燔祭的生活，否则你跟神搭不上关系的。
But I do want to tell you earnestly that you must live a life of a burnt offering before the Lord. Otherwise, you have no relationship with the Lord.
好，今天我们要讲什么呢？
And today we want to talk about.
今天我们的题目是在一切的万般艰难中建造神的家。
Our topic today is building the house of God during tribulation.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你会发现神开始做工了，神的儿女也答应起来，愿意付上代价来做工。
You see that God is ready to begin His work, and God's children has answered His call to begin this work.
那你会发现谁也开始。起来也要做工呢。
But at the same time, you see that somebody else is ready to work too.
神的仇敌。
The enemy of God.
我们的仇敌就是撒旦。
Our enemy is Satan.
撒旦就在那里用他的人来破坏神的工作。
Satan will use his people to destroy the work of God.
所以刚刚我们念这个以斯拉记的时候，你就会发现。
So earlier when you read in Ezra.
你去看这个第四章
in chapter 4
你第一节犹大和便雅悯的敌人听说被掳归回的人为耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇
in verse 1 says now when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the people of the exile were building a temple to the Lord God of Israel
那你看神的这些神儿女的仇敌这个时候就来做一件很奇怪的事。
Now these enemies of God's children, they decide to do something quite strange.
叫做先礼后兵，对不对
？They decide to be first very polite.
仇敌先开始做工的时候，不是先来凶的。
They don't start off when the enemy works. It doesn't start off being
他们说什么呢
？Ferocious.
他说，请容我们与你们一同建造，因为我们寻求你们的神。与你们怎么样？一样。
They said nicely to them, "Let us build with you, for we like you seek your God."
所以天下一家。
So we're all one big happy family.
上帝是爱。
God is love.
我们大家不分彼此。
There's no you or me.
我们一起来建造神的家，那是很好吗
？Isn't it great if we can all build together？
是，听起来是非常动人。
It's true. It sounds like a very moving thing.
用的理由也是蛮好的。
They had a good reason.
如果我们有宽大的心胸。
If you have a very broad heart.
英文说 ，we need 什么 ？All the help we can get. 我们什么样的愿意帮助，我们都照单全收。OK。如果有人愿意帮忙，那我们为什么不接纳呢
？If people are willing to help, why do we turn them down?
对不对？所以我们是很容易照着人的逻辑来说，既然今天我们大家都有一个共同目的，那么今天你愿意参加，那何乐不为呢
？So it's a very logical thing to say. Well, since you and I have the same purpose, why don't we all work together?
这一个 offer 是没有办法，好像很难拒绝的。
It seemed like a difficult offer to refuse.
因为这个 offer 是很合人情，很合人性的。
Because it's a very natural, very logical offer.
但是问题在哪里？
But what's the problem here?
为什么这一个帮助，这一个条件是他们无法接受的呢？
Why was it that the children of God did not want to accept this offer?
这些人是谁？
Who were these people?
这些人是住在当地的人。
These were the people who were living in Jerusalem at the time.
那你看，他们说，我们是，你看，说到一个叫第二节，他说，自从亚述王以撒哈顿带我们上这地以来，我们常祭祀神。
In verse 2 it said that we have been sacrificing to him, which is God, since the day of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us up here.
这些人是谁？
So who are these people?
用我们中国话常常讲的话，
As Chinese often say,
那些人叫做外国人。
These are the foreigners.
我们现在住在美国还说美国人是外国人。
The Chinese living in America still call the Americans foreigners.
就可见一斑了。这帮人是他们的兄弟北国那十个支派被亚述王灭了以后。
These were the people who lived in Jerusalem after the northern kingdom was defeated by Syria.
那么亚述王呢就把那些十个支派通通把他移民出去了。
And the king of Assyria sent out or exiled all the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom.
然后呢，又从外国呢移了一大堆人来占领这个地。
And he moved into this area a bunch of people from other country.
所以这些人是住在巴勒斯坦，但是呢，却不是神的选民。
So these people they were living in the land of Palestine at the time, but they were not God's chosen people.
那么因此他们在这个地方呢就跟犹太人杂居在一起。
So they were living amongst the Jews at the time.
就产生了一种人叫做撒玛利亚人。
So this group of people was created, but the Samaritans.
用中国话说杂种。
They were the mixed breed.
这些人他们的血统是犹太人跟这些外邦人杂交的后代。
These were the descendants of the Jews and the foreigners who moved into their land.
所以他这里所说的有没有道理？他说我们寻求你们的神与你们一样。
So there is a certain logic in them saying we have been seeking your God.
在一个意义上来讲，是他们在这里跟犹太人在一起，也学了一点犹太教的东西。
In a way, it's true. Since they've been living with the Jews, they learned how to worship their God sometimes.
但是，当外邦人跟神的选民结婚的时候，什么结果出来
？But when Gentiles marry God's children, what was the result of that?
也就是说，这两种神通通也就加在一起了。
You see a mixture of two different gods.
他们不但侍奉耶和华，也侍奉他们自己原来的偶像神、外邦神。
On one hand, they serve the Lord God. On the other hand, they also worship their idols.
因此，这一个敬拜是一个掺杂的敬拜。
So this worship was not a pure worship; it was a mixed worship.
这个侍奉不是照着神启示应该有的侍奉。
This worship is not according to God's revelation.
是一个变种异化的东西。
It's one that had changed.
这个能不能够拿来参与建造神的家呢？
Now can they bring this into the building of God's house?
记得上个礼拜我说，他们之所以被神赶出去，神发大烈怒审判他们，原因何在？
Remember last week I said that the reason God was so angry with the Israelites and kicked them out of their country is
什么是他们的原因？就是因为他们没有全心全意的侍奉神，把神当作偶像来敬拜，他们又掺杂的敬拜。
The reason was because they were not serving God with pure heart; they were serving him as an idol.
所以，如果他们的侍奉当初是这样的掺杂而得罪了神，今天他们回来重建，又把老那一套东西再带回来的话，请问？有意思吗？
So the reason for them being kicked out of the country is because they had a mixed worship and not a pure worship. And now as they're rebuilding, they're bringing that mixed worship back again.
这不是叫做重蹈覆辙吗？
Isn't that making the same mistake twice?
这个是没有意义的。
That's meaningless.
可是现在仇敌用的方法还是同样这个方法。我们是一家人啊。
That's how the enemy wants to work. He's saying to them, we're of one family.
反正目的是一样嘛，侍奉神嘛。
We all have one purpose, that's to serve God.
目的是一样嘛，建造一个殿嘛。
We all have the one same purpose, that's to build a temple.
所以这用今天的话来讲，就是达到目的不择什么手段的。
Today we often say we want to reach the purpose. It doesn't matter what methods we use.
但是我们的神不接受这个原则。
But that's not a principle that God accepts.
不但目的要对。
Not only do you have to have the right purpose.
方法也要对。
You also have to have the right method.
目的对了，路错了，方法错了，神说不算。
If you have the right purpose, but you use the wrong way of getting there, God doesn't count that.
必须是神的旨意，而且是神的方法。
It must be God's will and God's way.
好，这个在这件事情上，这一群回来的五万人，特别这几个领袖。是头脑非常清楚的。
So on this matter, these remnants and their leaders, they were clear on this.
他们就有一个很清楚的回应。
They responded to these people this way.
他说什么？对他们说第三节，我们一起念，我们建造神的殿，与你们无干。
Verse 3, they said, you have nothing in common with us in building a house to our God.
我们自己为耶和华以色列的神协力建造。
But we ourselves put together build to the Lord God of Israel.
换言之
So in other words,
你们的帮助跟我们要做的这件事情是两码子事，是完全没有关系的。
They're saying that your help and the things we want to do are completely different.
好，这个是这段历史摆在这里，我们看见他们的用中国话说旗帜鲜明啊。
So this is the part of history that's presented here. We'll see that they are, they're quite, aware of what's going on.
Not quite. 旗帜鲜明，他们是没有妥协。
They did not compromise themselves.
他们是清清楚楚要做什么，神给他们的使命是什么，他们是清清楚楚。
They were clear as to what their mission is from God.
是的，他们需要帮助。
It's true that they needed help.
人力、物力、财力各方面都需要帮助。
They needed help in manpower, in materials, and all kinds of things.
但是不能因为我们需要人力、物力、财力的帮助，我们就睁一只眼闭一只眼，好了，通通来吧。
But they can't justpretend that everything is okay just because they need help.
他们的帮助从何而来？
Where does their help come from?
他们的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Their help comes from God, the creator of heaven and earth.
这是建造神家的必要条件。
This is a must-have prerequisite in building the house of God.
那么今天把这个同样的原则拉到新约来看。
If you bring this principle into the New Testament time,
你会发现今天在基督教的世界里头，
you'll see that today in a Christian world,
当神兴起神的儿女，愿意在地上为他做见证，
when God raises up his children, willing to bear his testimony for him on earth,
你会发现魔鬼用的方法来拦阻神的工作还是一样的。
You'll see that Satan uses the same method to try to stop the work of God.
任何你到这个 地球上到任何一个地方去看，只要神在开始做工，
If you go anywhere in the world, you'll see that as soon as God wants to do his work,
你就会发现仇敌的方法是一样的。
The enemy will use the same way to try to stop it.
他开始总是对这一群基督徒说，我们欢迎你，很好。
In the beginning, they will always say to the Christians, we welcome your work, it's great.
我们也愿意加入你们这一个伟大的阵容。
And we want to join in your great work.
我愿意跟你们一起配搭，我们侍奉上帝。
We want to work with you and serve your God.
那你就会发现，有的弟兄姊妹能够辨别。
Then you'll see some brothers and sisters will compromise.
能够有一个清楚的立场。
I'm sorry, they can discern, they can have a clear standpoint.
他们不轻易的接纳外人的帮助。
They don't simply accept help that comes from anywhere.
这些人会来说，我们是一家人啊，我们都是信上帝啊。
These people will say to you, we all believe in God, we're one family.
你信耶稣，我也信耶稣啊。
You say you believe in Jesus, and I believe in Jesus too.
今天太容易说信耶稣了。
It's easy for people to say that they believe in Jesus.
我有一次碰到一个佛教的 佛教的也跟我说他也信耶稣。
I once met a Buddhist who said that he believes in Jesus too.
这都是很好话，随便你讲。
It's easy to say that.
但是你不能够因为他这样讲了你就照单全收了。
But you can't just accept it just because they said so.
你要进去看到底你说的信耶稣跟我说的信耶稣是不是同样一件事。
You need to take a closer look at these people to see if their belief in Jesus is the same.
我们你看我们看看我们所在的这个国家美国。
If you look at this country that we live in,
你会发现这些年的这么多年来挂着 主耶稣教会的这个招牌。
In these many years, many things were done in the name of Jesus.
有些站在讲台上的牧师或者长老，连耶稣是神的儿子都不信。
There will be preachers or even elders who will stand up on pulpits on Sundays and preach, but they don't truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是他们是牧师。
But they were pastors.
他们照样讲道。
They preach.
圣经只引一节。
They will use one verse from the Bible.
开始讲他的那一套大理论。
And they launch into their understandings.
跟圣经整个的思想搭不上边的。
And their messages have nothing to do with the real meaning of the Bible.
然后最近几年，就是我是指最近的十几二十年这个范畴。
If you look at the recent 10-20 years,
你看美国现在最大的一个问题。就是同性恋的问题。
The biggest problem in this country is that of homosexuality.
那么这个同性恋的问题今天到什么地步呢？
And it's come to a point today.
传道人说可以啊。
That preachers are saying it's okay.
啊，干脆组织一个叫做 gay church 啊。
We'll just organize a gay church.
美国有很多大的教会，他们的牧师本身是同性恋者。
And there are many.Preachers in big churches in America, the preachers themselves are gay.
所以世界的人去接纳同性恋者，那是一回事。
It's one thing for the world to embrace homosexuality.
可是主的教会居然也在爱上帝是爱的这个大帽子底下，不管原则，不管神的话怎么讲，照单全收，因为我们反正是信一个神。
But even the Church of God under the umbrella, big umbrella of God is love, they openly accept behaviors and such as homosexuality that's not acceptable in the Bible.
能接受吗?
Is it something that you can accept?
我们能接受吗?
Can we accept that?
有人接受。
Some can.
但如果你敬畏神,
But you, if you really have a fear of God,
你能够接受这个人叫他悔改。
You can accept this person and ask him to repent.
但是你不能够接受那个原则。
But you cannot accept its principle.
如果你要做基督徒，
If you want to be a Christian,
就没有叫做 gay Christian.
There is no such thing as a gay Christian.
没有这件事情不可能存在的。
It can't exist.
你必须把那整个跟这个有关系的东西全部在神面前认罪悔改丢掉。
You must separate yourself from any of that and repent before the Lord.
否则神的教会跟你无份也无关。
Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to have part to be in God's church.
我们不能够用上帝是爱的这一个原则，就是说可以接受，这是没有的，神的家没有这回事。
You can't embrace all things using the umbrella of God is love.
再扩一大一步，扩一步说。
On a broader scheme,
讲到，因为我们中国有很，我们很中间很多人从中国大陆来。
There are many of us who came from mainland China here.
在中国的所谓的基督教会，
in the so-called Christian church in China,
是在一个很大的组织底下的带领。
It is led and controlled by under the hand of a big organization.
这个叫做三自爱国基督教协会。
This is called a three-self Christian church organization.
那么这个东西呢是在党的领导底下在而有的。
And it's under the control of the Communist Party.
那么中国的教会就在这个组织底下来发展。
And this is how the Chinese churches are conducting themselves.
招牌是对的，基督教。
They call themselves Christians.
圣经是对的，这一本圣经。
And they use the same Bible.
牧师是对的，也是所谓神学院毕业的牧师。
And the pastors are are they are graduates of seminaries.
但是很多的基督徒就照单全收，因为招牌都是对的。
So a lot of Christians just accepted them as they are because they have the right titles.
中国自己本身的基督徒不分，也就是接受了，这是有一批人。海外的基督徒也搞不清楚，反正招牌是对的，也接受了。
Chinese Christians in China accepted these three self-churches. That's one thing, but there are many churches, overseas churches, also accepted these three self-churches.
反正我们都是来建立基督教的事业，建立这个基督教的这个文化。
They say that so long as we're all fostering the culture of Christianity.
请问，神能够接受吗？
But can God accept that?
能吗？
Can he?
当然不能。
Of course not.
为什么？
Why?
路不对。
Because they're not on the right way.
因为在这个里面的人，根本有很多人根本不信耶稣的。
Because there are people in these three self-churches that don't believe in Jesus.
有的带头的头头居然传因爱称义。
There are leaders of these, some of the leaders of the churches would preach justification by love.
不承认圣经讲的因信称义。
They don't believe in justification by faith.
所以如果这样的人做教会的头，做着教会的长老，做教会的牧师，请问这样的教会主能承认吗？
So if people like that are elders and preachers of these churches, can God accept a church like that?
那你如果坐在这样的里面，这个教会的里面听这样的人讲道，你在听什么呢？
If you're sitting in these churches listening to these people preach, what are you listening to?
所以当神要重新建立他的教会，
So when God wants to rebuild his church,
我们不要做一个没有原则的人。
Let us not be a people without principle.
神有神的原则，
God has his principles.
十字架，
The cross,
基督，
And Christ,
祭坛，根基，
The altar,
悔改，这都是最基本的。
These are fundamental foundations.
是不能替代的。
These are things that you can't
compromise. 什么时候你否定这些东西，
Anytime that you negate any one of these things,
跳过这些东西，
and you pass over these things,
是你可以盖一个美轮美奂的礼拜堂，这个没有问题。
It's true that you can build a very beautiful church building.
你可以在门口挂一个基督教的什么招牌。
You can hang a sign that says so and so Christian church.
你可以穿上一个牧师的袍子，绣得很漂亮的外衣。
You can put on a robe that's made for pastors.
甚至你可以是某某神学院毕业的神学博士。
Or you can have a degree from such and such seminary school.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
神算吗？
Do these things count in God's eyes?
你可以算，神不算。
It may matter to you, but it doesn't matter to God.
神不承认这些东西。
God does not accept these things.
但是人自己去见，人去见这些东西，有一天通通要做草木和谐烧掉。
People work so hard to build up these things, but they will just become hay and stubble and be burnt away one day.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
仇敌做的第一件工作就是妥协。
The first work of the enemy is try to compromise things.
趁着你需要这些东西，好，我来给你提供，你要牧师我给你牧师，要钱给你钱，要什么我给你，但是他们本身并不是真正跟随主的门徒。
They see the needs of the church. They'll say, "Okay, we'll give you money, we'll give you materials, we'll give you pastors," but they don't have the right principle.
如果我们接受这样的东西的时候，你可能可以盖一个漂亮的礼拜堂，但是神不会在里面。
If you accept their offers, you may be able to build a beautiful church building, but God is not in that building.
好，第二步。
The second step.
如果这群基督徒知道这个不能接受，立场是很鲜明的拒绝。
If these Christians know that they can't accept these things and they stand their ground and said we don't accept them,
下一步是什么呢？
What do they do next?
先礼后呢？就是兵了。
And then the enemy becomes angry.
就开始来硬的了。
They become they treat you the hard way.
所以我们刚刚读的这段圣经，你就会发现这些人就开始去搞他们了。
So these people decide to disturb the work.
造谣。
They
造谣。
They
falsely accuse them. 啊，那么他们还去贿赂这些官员，要去叫皇帝下诏禁止他们。
And they went against them to the even to the king to try to get the king to give them decrees to stop their work.
所以，各式各样的手段，只有一个目的，这个目的就是让你们干不成。
So、they want to do all that they can so that they can stop the work.
让你这一群本来是情绪高昂、心里面火热要为耶和华建殿的人。
So these children of God who came to this place with a fervent heart to build the house of God.
但是，一个打击又一个打击，左一拳右一脚，几个回合下来，原来的热心就怎么样淡下来了。
Now, after one attack after another from people who are trying to stand in the way of their work, you see that their hearts are cooling down.
仇敌能够自己当面来拦阻你，仇敌也能够用当时的政权来压制你。
The enemy can use the powers that be at the time to oppress you.
无所不用其极。
It has all kinds of tricks.
所以这个工程就停了。
So this building process was stopped.
因为是王下了诏书。
Because the king had issued a decree.
弟兄姊妹就灰心了。
So brothers and sisters were pretty discouraged.
一停工停了几年。
And this work was ceased for how many years?
整整14年多，将近15年。
14, almost 15 years.
那么所以他们中间就流行了一句话。
So there at the time was a popular saying.
建造神的殿时间还没有到。
They'll say that it's not quite the time yet to build the house of God.
这是我们叫基督徒最喜欢说的一句话之一。
It's also one of the things that Christians like to say a lot.
这个人还没有信耶稣，跟他谈了还老不信。大概时间还没有到。
You've shared the gospel to this person many, many years. You'll say he still hasn't believed, maybe because it's not time yet.
像我们当初要建这个礼拜堂的时候。
When we were building this building years ago.
很多人说，你们到底建不建？这已经搞了十几年了。
We've heard people asking, it's taken 10 plus years. Are you going to build this or not?
我们也会讲时间还没有到。
We will answer in the same way. It's not time yet.
这都是我们很容易用的一个借口，而且光面堂皇，谁也没有办法辩驳你。
It's a great excuse because there's no comeback to it.
所以那个时候，这些人就既然建不成，心里也想，如果要建嘛，神应该叫那个皇帝回心转意，那我们就可以了。但是现在皇帝狼心如铁，动都没动。
So these remnants were thinking at the time, well, if God wants us to build it, he would change the king's heart to allow us to, but the king hasn't, so.
所以当然就说时间没有到。
So we have to say it's not time yet.
那何必自找麻烦？
We don't want to stir up anything.
所以在那十几年中间，这些人在干嘛？
So in these 14, 15 years, what were they doing?
啊，当然买房地产嘛。
They started to buy into real estate.
买股票嘛，如果有股票的话。
Or buying into stocks if they had such a thing back then.
所以那个时候大家就开始安居乐业下来了。
So people started to settle down.
那么这个建殿的这个当年的这一个意愿就把它束之高阁放在一边了。
So they put their heart of building God's house on the shelf.
人可以休息。
People can rest.
但是神呢？
But God,
不休息。
He doesn't rest.
他定了旨意，他就要实现。
If he has set a will to do something, he will accomplish.
啊，神养我们这些人不是吃闲饭的。
God didn't just keep us here so that we can be lazy people and do nothing.
对吧？我们可以认为啊，时候没有到，但是神说时候已经到了。
We can always use this excuse that it's not time yet, but God's time is here.
所以我刚刚就带大家读，那个时候神怎么说话呢？
So earlier we read these passages of seeing how God was speaking, his attitudes.
在那个十几年中间，神就兴起两个神的仆人。
In those 14, 15 years, God raised up two prophets.
那么一个仆人叫哈该，他是个年老的神的仆人。
One is called Haggai, and he's older, he's elderly.
然后另外兴起一个叫年轻人，叫撒加利亚。
And the younger prophet, his name is Zechariah.
老少配。
And the older prophet and the younger working together.
一个是老仆人，一个是年轻的。
One is the older servant, the other one is younger.
但是都替神来说话。
But they both spoke for the Lord.
那神的老仆人哈该说什么呢？
And what does this old servant Haggai have to say?
他说，神要他说，他说，那时耶和华的话临到哈该，第四节，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
Then the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you yourself to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate?
这句话的用意是什么？
What is he trying to do with this sentence, with this verse?
神要说在这些人的良心上。
God wants to speak to these people's conscience.
你们都住漂漂亮亮的房子。
You are living in your beautiful houses.
神的殿却是荒凉一片，什么都没有。
But the house of God lies desolate.
你们住得下去啊？
Can you still live in your houses?
这句话有一个人说过。
There is somebody else who said this before.
大概将近500年前。
Maybe 500 some years ago.
他住在天花板房屋里。
He was living in a beautiful palace.
他良心不安，住不下去。
And his conscience stirred within him.
他说，我住在天花板房子，耶和华的约柜却住在森林里头。
And he remembered that while he was living in his beautiful palace, the ark of the testimony of God is living somewhere in the wilderness.
他良心不安。
And he felt uneasy.
那个人是谁？
And who was that person?
大卫，对吧？
That was David.
大卫就坐不下去了。
So he couldn't stay there any longer.
我可以在这边享受，享受神的恩典。
He knew that he enjoyed many of God's blessings.
神的家却是一片荒凉。
But the house of God is still desolate.
我是有良心的人。
I'm a man with conscience.
我怎么过得下去？
How can I go on living like this?
所以他就立意起来建殿。
So that's why he had this heart to build God.
这是大卫。现在，哈该就用同样的话来。我应该说神叫哈该讲这句话 给以色列人听。
So now God uses Haggai to use these words to move the hearts of the remnants.
神的心在哪里？
Where is God's heart?
啊，请问神的心在哪里？
Where is God's heart?
在耶路撒冷。
It's in Jerusalem.
神的心在哪里？耶路撒冷在哪里？
Where in Jerusalem?
他的圣殿。
In his temple.
当然，这都是旧约的话语，是一个预表。
Of course, these are Old Testament words, which are just a foreshadowing of the things in the present.
因为那个殿预表的就是什么？新约的神的家。
The temple in the Old Testament represents the house of God in the New Testament.
预表的就是神的教会。
It represents His church.
好，那么。神的心在他的教会。
So God's heart is in his church.
旧约的时候是在那个耶路撒冷的圣殿，可是现在什么都没有。
In the Old Testament time, it should be in a temple, but now it's not in existence.
百姓在哪里呢？
And where were the people?
在每个人自己的天花板的，五星级公寓。
They were living in their paneled houses.
神说，你们住得下去吗？
And God asked them, can you be comfortable still living in those houses?
你的良心在哪里？
Where is your conscience?
起来建殿。
He calls them to rise up and to build.
那么你在第八节的时候你又发现，他说，你们要上山取木料，建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。
Verse 8 says, Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord.
所以神要他的百姓起来为神做见证。
So God wants his people to rise up and to be his testimony.
神要得着荣耀。
He wants to be glorified.
人必须配合上去。
And people must co-work with him.
否则的话，第九节说，你们盼望多得，所得的却少，你们收到家中，我就吹去。
Otherwise, verse 9 says, You look for much, but behold, it comes to little. When you bring it home, I blow it away.
用今天的话来讲，
In today's words,
就是说， 我们在那里兢兢业业经营我们自己的家。
It's saying to us that you work so hard building your careers, your homes.
我们赚钱。
We make money.
我们养家养女。
We take care of our families and our children.
但是神说，你们是看起来有这些东西，但是神说我都要吹掉。
But God says, yes, you have. It looks like you have these things, but I can blow them away.
我们辛辛苦苦经营的这些东西。你的财富，你的家庭，你的健康。
All these things we work so hard for, your wealth, your families, your health.
这本来都是神的祝福。
These were all blessings from God.
但是神说，有一个洞。
But God said there's a hole in these things.
你的钱会不见。
Your money will disappear.
你的股票会贬值。
Your stock will become price or worthless.
你的房地产会有一天卖不掉。
Your real estate one day won't sell.
你的健康会莫名其妙得了怪病。
Your health, you will maybe encounter some strange disease.
对不对？神告诉他的百姓，是的，这些都是你们正在经营努力的东西。但是神说，如果没有我的祝福，这里面通通都会漏掉，漏掉。
God is saying, yes, you're working so hard for all these things, but you must know if I don't bless any of these things will slip away from you.
所以神要他们深深的省察。
So God wants them to examine this matter.
好好的想一想。
To think about it.
那你到了这个第二章的时候，我刚刚带大家读的。
And earlier we read in chapter 2 of Haggai.
第二章第六节，万军耶和华如此说：过波时候，我再一次震动天地沧海与旱地。
Verse 6, For thus says the Lord of hosts, Once more in a little while, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea also and the dry land.
我要震动万国。
I will shake all the nations.
万国的珍宝都必运来。
They will come with the wealth of all nations.
我要使这个殿满了荣耀，这是万军耶和华说的。
And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts.
你如果好好去默想这句话，
If you meditate upon these words,
它有两个含义，一个是明显的，一个是隐藏的。
There are two meanings. One is pretty obvious. The other one is hidden.
明显的好像是说，针对当时神要建这个第二个殿的那个时代说的。
The obvious part, it seems like God is speaking to the generation of the nations that at the time, at that current time.
但是这句话在当时并没有完全应验的。
But it didn't exactly fulfill just as it prophesied at that time.
因为他这里讲的是震动天地、沧海、旱地、万国，哪还得了？
Where he says he'll shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land and all the nations.
那么我们从新约的圣经去找的时候，神的的确确告诉我们，他还要震动天地海与万国。
It's in the New Testament time you see that God did say that He will one day shape the heavens and the earth, the sea and the land, and all the nations.
啊，这个是一个预言。
That is a prophecy.
借着神叫百姓建造这第二个殿，但是却遥指将来神还要做一件更大的事，对不对？
God wants to prophesy something that He will do in the future that's even greater than the temple that's currently being built.
那我们来看年轻的先知说什么。
Now let's see what the young prophet has to say.
年轻的先知，我们刚刚读的第一章十二节到十四节。
We read in Zechariah chapter 1 from verse 12 to 14.
他发出一个感叹。
He had this feeling.
他说：“你恼恨，讲到神恼恨耶路撒冷和犹太的城已经七十年，难道你不施怜悯要到几时呢？”
So O Lord of hosts, how long will you have no compassion for Jerusalem and cities of Judah, with which you have been indignant these 70 years?
这个年轻人一定是一个非常爱神的一个年轻人。
This young man must have been a person who really loved the Lord.
他爱神的家。
He loved the house of the Lord.
可是现在一片凄凉。
But he sees the desolate condition of
the house of God. 神儿女四散天下。
And God's children are scattered all about.
神啊。难道你不怜悯你的儿女吗？
He had this hard to say, God, have you no compassion for your children?
你还生耶路撒冷的气吗？
Are you still angry with Jerusalem?
你看神怎么回答呢？
And the Lord answered him.
耶和华十三节就用美善的安慰的话回答与我，怎么说呢？
Verse 13, the Lord answered the angel who was speaking with me with gracious words, comforting words.
万军之耶和华如此说，我们一起念，我为耶路撒冷为锡安激起什么火热。
Saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and Zion.
什么叫做极其火热？
What does it mean to be exceedingly jealous?
先知说，你难道生气已经不管了吗？
The prophet was asking God, are you angry with us and so you don't care about us anymore?
神的回答是说，
God's answer was,
我是心气心中极其火热。
No, I am exceedingly jealous for you.
也就是说，耶路撒冷，我你们可以不顾我，我心里面是什么？极其火热。
So he's saying you cannot care about Jerusalem, but I have strong feelings for Jerusalem.
为什么？因为耶路撒冷就是神的旨意。
Because Jerusalem is God's will.
你们可以不管神的家。神的家却是我一切心中极其火热极其关心的那个事情。
God said you cannot care about the house of God, but the house of God to me is something that really stirs my heart.
这是在第一章我们看见的。
That's that we saw in chapter 1.
到第八章。
And then in chapter 8,
神说同样的话。
God said something similar.
第二节，万军之耶和华如此说，我为锡安怎么样，心里极其火热。
Verse 2, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Zion.
而且神要审判那些神的仇敌。
And God will judge his enemies.
然后他预言将来耶路撒冷会有的光景。
And then he also goes on to prophesy the condition of Jerusalem in the future.
好像现在什么都没有，人也没有，一切都是废墟。
Because currently it seems like everything is desolate, there's nothing in it.
但神说将来这个城要成为诚实的城。
But God said, in the future, the city will be called the city of truth.
这个山要成为圣山。
And this mountain will be called the holy mountain.
将来有年老的在这里。
There will be old people in the city.
也有男孩女孩在这里玩耍。
And there will be boys and girls playing the streets.
到那日，这是在剩余的民中看为稀奇，在我眼中也看为稀奇。
It'll be something that's it is too difficult in the sight of the remnant's people in those days will also be too difficult in my sight.
中文跟英文有点不一样。
Yes, very different in Chinese and English translations.
总而言之，神要做就是人想都没想到的事。
But anyway, God is saying that He will do something that people hadn't even thought of.
是眼睛未曾看过。耳朵未曾听过，心里也从来没有想到过的事。
Those are the things that people's eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, that they haven't even pondered upon in their hearts.
所以我们的神才是真正要给我们 surprise.
So God is really going to give us a surprise.
是你想都没想过的事。
Something that you hadn't even thought about.
这个 surprise 在哪里？
So what is the surprise?
耶路撒冷。
It is Jerusalem.
在哪里？
Where is it?
在他的家。
It will be in his house.
神要做的东西是我们眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过，想都心里想都没想过的。
The things that God will do are things that our eyes have not beheld, ears have not heard.
所以你不要以今天眼睛看见的教会为你的判断。
Don't judge God's church according to what you see with your eyes today.
你这里今天看的，有的人蛮可爱的，有的人你。
If you look at the church today, there are people in it that you think you like, or there are people in it that you don't quite care so much for. I remember sharing a gospel with somebody once.
他说你讲得好，我愿意信啊。
He said, I like what you have to say, I want to believe.
但我有个问题要问你。
But he said, I have a question.
是不是人信了耶稣，人人都可以进到神，回到神面前，上天堂？
He said, so does everybody get to go to heaven when that person believes?
我说是啊，神是这样讲应许吗？
I said, yes, that's what God promised.
那我不信。
He said, then I don't want to believe.
你这不可道理啊，信耶稣可以到天堂，怎么不去啊？不信呢？
And I said, why not? If you believe, you get to go to heaven.
我说你把你的理由讲给我听。
I asked him to tell me why, because of that, he doesn't want to believe.
看我老婆已经信了。
He said, because my wife's already a believer.
如果她去，我就不去。
I don't want to go where she's going.
听完我真是啼笑皆非。
I don't want to say to that.
如果他去，我就不去。
If she's going to heaven, then I don't want to go there.
我宁可下地狱。
I'd rather go to hell.
很勇敢。
He's quite brave in saying that.
哎呀，我们都是以眼前所看见的为判断。
We judge things according to what our eyes can see.
眼见的以为是实，其实是虚的。
The things you see with your eyes, you think are real, but they're not.
那看不见的才是真的。
Only the things that are hidden, those are the real truths.
神在那里做一件事。
God is doing something.
他说，这个城是神所经营所建造的，叫做有根基的城。
The city that God will build, He built Himself. It's a city with foundation.
而且在这一段话里面，你如果把这个整个第八章第一节到第八节，通通我们刚刚读过了，你如果好好再仔细去回家想一想。
If you look through these verses we read earlier again in Zechariah chapter 8 from verse 1 to 8,
你会发现神在那里告诉犹太人，我要做的事情远远超过你们在这边所讲的。
You see that God is saying to the Israelites at the time that what I will do far exceeds what you think you're doing here today.
是目前对你们来讲是建一个在耶路撒冷一个废墟上面重新建立一个新的耶路撒冷，一个新的圣殿。
It's true the task at hand for you is to build a temple in this area which is desolate.
但是实质上神要建的是那一个新耶路撒冷在天上的。
But in reality, what God wants to build is a new Jerusalem in the heavenly places.
那是神今天真正在每一个人身上所做的工。
And that is the work God is doing in our lives.
可是，那既然是这样，那我们天天睡觉不是好了？反正在天上，又不是在地上。
So you may say, if this new Jerusalem is in heaven, what can we do about it? So we just sit on our hands for now.
妙就妙在这里。
But that's what's so interesting about this whole thing.
你我今天在地上所做的。
What you and I do today on earth.
跟将来在天上的是挂钩的，是有关系的。
Affects what will happen in the heavenly places in the future.
我们不能因为是说主啊，你既然做的是在将来永远在天上的，那我今天什么都不要做，我们在这天天过我们的日子就好了吗
？You can't say to God, I'll just go on living my life because the work you'll do is in the heavenly places.
这不行的。
That's not right.
所以今天。就当年他们所做的跟今天我们所做的在原则上是一样。
What they did back then and what we're doing today, is of the same principle.
你必须把自己拿出来。
You have to offer yourself.
你必须把自己放在祭坛上。
You have to put yourself on the altar.
你必须让神能够管理你的生命。
You have to let God take control of your life.
让神来改变你。
Let Him change you.
所以用新约的话我来读两段的圣经我们就要结束了
We'll end with a couple of passages in the New Testament
第一段话当然是主耶稣说过的我们说了好几次了我要把我的教会建造这个磐石上阴间的权柄不能胜过它马太福音十六章
The first passage is Matthew 16 where Jesus said Upon this rock I'll build my church that the powers of Hades will not overcome it
这句话呢后面有一句是我们不太注意的但是我们听过
There is something he said after that we're not very familiar with, but we probably have heard before.
这句话耶稣说得很清楚，他在干嘛
？This tells us clearly what Jesus is doing.
我在建我的教会。
He said, "I am building my church."
可是下面却讲了一句话，好像听起来跟这个前面这句话搭不上边的。
And the verse after that seemed to not have anything to do with the previous verse.
是他对彼得说，我把天国的钥匙给你。
This is Jesus talking to Peter, where he said, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven."
你在地上捆绑，我在天上捆绑；你在地上释放，我在天上释放。
And whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven; whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
你仔细想一想。
If you think about this verse,
耶稣说我要建我的教会。
Jesus said that I will build my church.
可是下一句话就说彼得啊，我给你钥匙。
And the next verse he said to Peter, I will give you the keys.
你绑我绑。
Whatever you bind, I will bind.
你放我放。
Whatever you lose, I will lose.
所以这个什么意思
？What does that mean?
你就会发现，不错，神是在做工。
It's true that God is working.
可是人有一个责任。
But men have a responsibility too.
人的责任是什么？
And what is our responsibility?
啊，什么叫做为什么忽然间说要绑要放
？Why did Jesus all of a sudden start talking about binding and loosening?
绑谁放谁
？Who is he binding and who is he loosening?
啊，你就会发现这个绑与放其实打仗嘛。
So you see that his binding and loosening is talking about a battle.
这是什么战争
？What battle is this?
啊，立体战争。
is a three-dimensional battle.
人在地上绑。
Men, we bind on earth.
神就在天上怎么样？绑。
God likewise is binding in heaven.
人在地上放。
We are loosing something on earth.
神在天上放。
God likewise
is binding. 哎呀，这不是立体在扔吗？为什么忽然间讲这个事情呢？
Why did he often start talking about this?
神要做工，
God wants to work.
人要有责任，
Men must
take responsibility. 人要跟他配合，
We have to co-work with him.
你要绑，你要放，
You have to bind and loosen.
哎呀，绑谁呀？那个跟我吵架的，那个叫绑。
So you may say, do I bind the one I'm arguing with? No.
现在是打仗。
This, we're talking about a battle.
你在绑啊，什么仗啊？打神的仗啊。
You are fighting God's battle.
神要在那里完成他的工作，谁来反对呢？
When God wants to do his work, who is against him?
所有阴间的势力，所有世界上的势力都要反对神的工作。
All the powers of the dark places and powers of the world are against God.
所以教会的责任就是在地上来跟天上的神怎么样配合啊。
So the responsibility of the church is to co-work and cooperate with God.
那教会能睡觉吗？
Then can the church fall asleep?
弟兄姊妹能够就是早上在旁边看戏，就是我们到球场看看比赛啊。
Can you still be a spectator?
可以吗？不行啊，我们都是在场上的人，不是旁边旁观的人啊。
It's not, you can't be like that. You're all players, you're not spectators.
所以当我们一奉献，
So when we are willing to offer,
就是告诉神说什么？
This is us telling God,
I'm in.
Telling God I'm in.
Are you in? Oh, only one. We're in deep trouble. 我要有问题了，怎么只有一个人说我要 in 呢？你在不在这个里面呢？
So are you in?
如果你一奉献，你就是告诉神说，神啊，我愿意参加。
The minute you're willing to offer yourself to God, you're taking.
我愿意答应你的呼召。
I'm willing to answer your call.
如果你愿意，你就要开始加入这个军队了。
If you answer this call, then you are a member of God's army.
需要怎么样？学会绑啊。
You've got to learn to bind.
学会放啊。
You've got to learn to loosen.
那你要问绑谁啊？
Who am I binding?
放谁啊？
Who am I loosening?
那你就要问总司令啊。
This is something you ask your general.
你就要跟神开始学习了。
You learn from God.
因为你是他的兵啊。
Because you're his soldier.
这个总司令下命令的。
You listen to what the general
says. 所以你就得好好的跟这位主，你的神来有关系啊。
So have a good relationship with the one who is directing you.
我们要读他的话。
We have to read his words.
要听他的道。
Listen to him.
要学他的样式。
Learn after him.
这样这个军人才慢慢慢慢能够打仗。
Then the soldier can grow and be able to fight.
所以彼得就说了。
So then Peter said.
彼得前书二章四节到六节。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 4 to 6.
彼得说，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选所宝贵的。你们来到主前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And coming to him as to a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God, you also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
所以彼得在这里告诉我们，我们还是一块活石。
So Peter tells us that we are living stones.
这个活石是正在被主干嘛？
And what is God doing with these living stones?
建造。
He's building them.
圣灵把我们放在这个地上，他来磨我们这块山野的石头。
He's taking a rock from the mountains and molding them into a living stone.
山野的野石是乱七八糟的。
These rocks in the mountains, they're jaggedy.
现在圣灵把我们开采出来。
But now the Holy Spirit is working on us.
要把我们这个充满棱角的这块山野石，把它磨成一块一块方方整整的，可以建造的石头。
He'll take these jaggedy rocks from the mountains and shape them into nice smooth pieces of living stones.
这样一块一块一块，神就把它配在一起。
And these living stones are stacked up upon each other.
所以在这里你会发现一件事。
So this happens.
基督徒是不是只是一神的家是不是一块石头
？You'll see that is the house of God just one piece of rock?
今天你能不能自己关在就关在家里做基督徒
？Can you just be by yourself at home and be a Christian there?
不行的。
No.
你需要来到一个地方叫做神的家，然后你会发现这里有好多好多的山野的石头。
So you have to come to a place that's called the house of God. You'll find that many, many other rocks is here.
神在这里要下手的。
God is working here.
神在这里要磨造我们的。
God is shaping and molding
them. 要把我们配搭在一起。
So that we can work with each other.
成为什么？神的家。
To become His house.
那个家才是叫做真正的圣殿。
So then that house is the true temple.
那彼得叫它叫做灵宫。
Peter called this a spiritual house.
这个 project, 这个工程什么时候开始的？
When did God start this project?
耶稣五旬节耶稣升天以后五旬节开始的吗
Pentecost after Jesus ascended into heaven.
这个工程要搞多久
And how long will this project take?
搞到主回来嘛
Until Jesus comes back.
所以这个工程现在在哪里啊
And where is this project being done right now?
Where?在中国
In China?
在南美就在这里嘛
It's right here
神把你放在这里神就在这里要训练我们
God put you here and this is where he'll start to train you
所以每一个基督徒你都少不了你隔壁那个基督徒
So for each Christian you can't live without the Christian next to you
神把我们配在一起
God put us together
你不能说今天我受不了我走了
You can't say that I can't take this person anymore.
你走了，你那一块石头就不见了。
If you leave, we're missing a stone.
啊，这个家就斗不起来，就是你那个房子啊，搞了半天就漏一块。
So you have a house that's missing, that has a hole, that's missing a stone.
对吧？所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so、dear brothers,
你如果有意向，
if you have a vision,
你也有一个心愿被神激动，
and if you have a heart that's stirred up by God,
你要把你自己干嘛？啊，奉献。
You must offer yourself up.
不是一次
Not just once
是多久到你离开这个世界
But often until you leave this world
我上礼拜用的是什么啊 24/7
Last week I said something about being a 24/7 process
这是一直从今直到永远的每天都要做的事情
This is something that you have to do every day
所以建造教会人人有责
So the building of the church is everybody's responsibility.
建造教会不是牧师、传道人、长老的事。
The building of God's church is not just the responsibility of the preachers and the elders.
每一个都有责任。
It's a responsibility for each one of us.
所以现在问题不是神。
The problem does not lie within God.
神的话已经说清楚了。
God has already said what he has to say.
只有一个问题。
There's only one problem.
问题在哪里？啊？
And that is?
就是你嘛。
You.
愿意还是不愿意
Are you willing or not?
肯还是不肯
Do you want to?
奉献还是不奉献
Do you offer or not?
钱是小事人事是大事
Not just money, but you yourself
可能对你来讲钱很重要
Money may be important to you
我老实告诉你神不在乎你的钱
But let me tell you, God doesn't care about your money
神在乎就是你
God cares about you
你在神里面的心是什么
What is your heart?
这是 bottom line 这是最基本的
That's the bottom line
最后祷告
That's bottom prayer
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
历世历代你都在做工
You're always working throughout the generations
感谢你你告诉我们我们是你手中的工作
We thank you that you've told us we are working your hands
今天你又告诉我们你为了这个工作心中极其火热
And today you tell us again that you're exceedingly jealous for your work
主啊让我们也跟你一样有相同的热度
Lord let us have the same heart as you
如果我们冷冰冰
If we're cold,
求你焚烧我们。
We pray that you will burn us.
主啊，叫我们也跟所罗巴伯、跟这一帮从巴比伦回来的人一样。
Let us have the same heart as Zerubbabel and all the remnants.
我们不是留在巴比伦自己过日子的人。
Let us not be a people that stays in Babylon and live our own lives.
主啊，让我们答应你的呼召。
Let us answer your call.
让我们听见你的呼召，就起来跟随你。
Let us hear your call and rise up and follow you.
给我们这样的心智。
Give us such a heart.
主啊，帮助我们。
Help us, God.
我们有太多的顾虑。
We have so many worries.
因为我们一直看自己。
Because we're always looking at ourselves.
求你今天把我们的眼睛从我们自己转向，单单看你。
Please remove our eyes from ourselves so that we can see you only.
让我们只愿意说，主啊，你满意我们就满意。
Let us always say to you, Lord, if you're satisfied, then we are satisfied.
但是如果你不满意。
But if you're not satisfied.
求你叫我们永远也不满意。
Then help us to not ever be satisfied either.
直到你的旨意成就。
Until your will is done.
直到你得安息。
Until you found your rest.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you.